There was this storm that was brewing. There was already some thunder, one of those summer afternoon storms. The owner of the house was standing in the driveway, and so I immediately jumped out of the car to greet him. I was thinking already about all the things I needed to unload to get into the house for us to have a great stay. Just 2 minutes later, my wife pulls up with my in-laws, our kids. We've got 5 kids, and so it's a circus everywhere we go. So I greeted everyone, said hello to everyone, did a quick walk through the house, made sure everybody's stuff got in. As a dad, I did the most complex thing that any parent has to do. I unpacked the pack and play and got it set up for our youngest child. That's the true test of parenthood, how quickly you can set up a pack and play. I got everyone's stuff all set up. My kids had found a dartboard, so I had to make sure that the older two would quit throwing the darts at each other's face so as to avoid any injury. And by the end of the night, after putting everyone to bed, I finally, myself, laid down in bed about 10 o'clock. Had to get up the next morning at about 4:30 to jump in the shower and then rush off to work. The next morning when I stepped into the shower, my first thought was, where did I put my car keys? Huh. Anyway, I thought, well, surely this will work out just fine. Seemed like a relatively safe location. And so I walk outside to get in my car to make the 2-hour drive back to the office, and my car was gone. I thought, would my father-in-law have moved my car? Why would he do that? Where could this thing have gone? I've never lost a car. I've never put a car where I couldn't find it, and yet it wasn't in the driveway anymore. It had been stolen. First time ever for me to experience a stolen car. I hope you've never experienced a stolen car. It did end up getting recovered a week later, but it gave me such a great realization as to how distracted I really can be in life. Distractions are real. Distractions are significant. They affect our lives in almost every area of our life. In fact, it's never been a bigger problem than it is right now at work for people. This is a real leadership issue. In fact, Career Builder just did a survey recently where 3 out of every 4 employees said that they spend over 2 hours a day wasted time because they're distracted. And on the list of things that are most distracting, of course, the smartphone being number 1, email being number 2, technology in general being number 3, social media being on the list as well. These are new challenges that we're having to work through together as humans. We've never experienced these before, and the distractions are growing and growing and growing. And they know no age. Every generation is affected by these distractions. In fact, the baby boomer generation may be some of the most distracted people. I had a friend who called me last Christmas, and he said, hey, my parents are coming into town. They're in their mid-60s. And he said, is it okay for me to not just put screen time restrictions on my kids, but to also put my parents on screen time restrictions while they're here? He said, all my mom does while she's here is look at Facebook. All my dad does is read the news on his iPad. It's amazing how every generation is distracted. Generation X, they're actually called the most distracted generation because they're at that midpoint in life where communication is at a peak. The graying Gen Xers are most likely to say that they pull their phones out regularly at the dinner table, that they are most addicted to their phones. It also, obviously, is a millennial problem. I feel like the millennial generation gets such a bad rap. I was born in 1980, and so I'm right on the border between the Gen X and the millennial generation. But I can still remember not having the internet as a kid. We didn't get it till I was 17 years old. I didn't get a cell phone until I was 19 years old. I can remember as an 18-year-old pulling over on the side of the road to use a payphone. If you can remember using a payphone, I don't know that you can call yourself a millennial. I feel like millennials really are the generation that grew up with the internet. They are the we don't have to not know generation. They're the generation that whenever they had a question, like how did the band Led Zeppelin meet each other? When I was a kid, you just wondered. You just talked about it. You just made guesses. But with the millennial generation, they say things like, you know what, we don't have to not know. Let's just Google it. Let's ask Alexa. Let's use Wikipedia. Let's Shazam the song to find out who sings it. They know everything because there's so many options available to them, and distractions are on.